Good morning. Today is Monday morning, January the 21st, 2013. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm joined here this morning by Lori Lopez. She leads worship with me here at the church, and is also one of our staff. But we just wanted to continue today just what we were talking through Friday, and that is just sharing story. I shared briefly on Friday just how story and testimony are so integral and important to the life of a believer, and just that that the Lord has called us to give our testimony. And that word testimony in the Greek literally means witness. And so and we are as the Lord is moving and working in our lives, we are witnesses of what the Lord is doing around us. And as we are eyewitnesses, we are called to testify or witness this as well. I mean, this is a natural thing in the life of a believer, and this is something that that all of us are called and have the privilege to take part in. In a more specific way, we want to continue just to share song stories. And stories of just the songs that have been written out of this local body, and just how they came to be, what the Lord was speaking during that time, because I think that that one of the most powerful testimonies for these songs are not just the songs, but the ways that the Lord was speaking and how these songs came about. And so I hope this blesses you today. I hope it encourages you in your walk. I want to start in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm going to start in verse 16. It says this: "Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it." The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. And what we wanted to share specifically today was just it was a song that was written almost a year ago now, and it was just written. It was a song called "He Who Calls," and it was just written out of just this this verse in verse 24, that "He who calls you is faithful and He will do it." And I want just Lori just to share a little bit about the background of this and the story.
Sure. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm so glad to be with you again. The song "He Who Calls" was written just during a time in our body where there just seemed to be a lot of heartache and maybe a lot of unanswered prayers. And I just remember talking with Kevin and the staff just about wanting to be an encouragement to the body and wanting to remind them of God's faithfulness. And so, we just kind of prayed about and tossed the idea around about coming up with a song about God's faithfulness. And one day Kevin called or texted or emailed and said, "I think I have a chorus." And so I came to the church to listen, and the words are just, it's, "He who calls is faithful, He who calls is faithful, He who calls is faithful to me. He who calls is faithful, God is more than able." And so, I immediately loved it. And so he had the music for the chorus, and he had the lyrics. And so we kind of talked about how the verses would take shape. And we decided that we wanted to just describe God's faithfulness from, you know, pre-salvation to salvation to trial and God's faithfulness in the waiting, and ultimately our response for now and then forever of praise. And so Kevin had the idea for the melody, and I took that home and just kind of prayed through just the different sections in a believer's life. And so verse 1, for example, just talks about being lost and searching, and how God is faithful to call us. And then verse 2 talks about just the time in a believer's life when we're experiencing a trial and battle, and just a reminder that God promises to fight for us. And then the bridge talks about God's faithfulness in our waiting. And so we kind of had a great song, I thought, you know, two verses, some pre-choruses and a bridge. And I remember sending all that to Kevin. And I was
happy with that too. But then I remember the very next day, I just felt like it needed to have another verse, and just a verse of response to the Lord, you know, just that you know, in response to in just these things in life and how the Lord fights for us, but just in this as we see that and encounter that, and as we fight these battles, and as the Holy Spirit moves, just that our response of that we offer our lives as a hallelujah, and that we offer everything that we are as an offering to the King, and just that, and also too that just this idea that His love keeps us, His love does keep us until the end, and just that, you know, with everything that in every stage of life, His love keeps us, and so I just wanted to communicate that. And so with that, we did the song, and I mean, and really, but really with certain people in the congregation in mind, those who we knew that were going through hardships, and those that we knew were going through their situations, whether them couples who wanted to have children, or those who were going through sickness, and just being in that state and being in that situation, and just a song that we could sing over them, but also that we could sing over each other. You know, I think one of the things about corporate worship, as we meet together, you know, we sing these. You know, I think a lot of times that we look at the vertical aspect of corporate worship, and that you know that we are offering this unto God, and that is true, and that will always be the case for eternity. But also, there is this horizontal aspect as we are together. That worship is just as much for us as it is for the Lord. And as we're together in a corporate setting, what an incredible way to encourage and exhort and edify one another, and operate in the gifts of the Spirit through worship. And so I felt like when we did this, it resonated, just because this goes beyond this goes beyond just a person's personal fight and a person's personal struggle, but that it goes hopefully and says this, that we are in this together as a body, as a group of believers, as a family, and that we are singing this over each other, and that we are reminding each other, because so many times we forget. We forget about the faithfulness of God and the goodness of God in the midst of just going through life, and that we need to be reminded daily. We need to remind each other. We need to remind each other of what the Lord is doing in our lives, and so we can tell each other, yes, the Lord has been faithful in this. Look what He has done. Look at my story. Look at my testimony, and go and be encouraged by this. Know that the Lord is doing these things in you, even though you can't see it. That the Lord is working in powerful ways through His Holy Spirit. So, Lord, do you have anything to add just to that in regard to this story?
Yeah, just one thing that as you were talking that came to mind was a discussion that we had in ladies' prayer meeting about somebody who was just struggling to even pray to God to ask for things. And so, and I know some of the things that that person was struggling with last year, and now I can look back after a year's time and we can see God's faithfulness. And so just stories like that. And I hope that this song just continues to minister and be a reminder of how awesome our God is and how much He loves us.
Well, I want to pray for us this morning, just that today, as we go throughout our day, that we would be reminded of the faithfulness of God, and that He keeps His own, He keeps His children, and that He hides us in the cleft of the rock, and we are given the incredible opportunity to just dwell in the shelter of who He is, and He's faithful in every circumstance. Let's pray together. Jesus, we come before You today. Lord, thank You for Your faithfulness to all generations. Lord, thank You for Your faithfulness in all things. Lord, thank You that You have called us to pray. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5, what we read, to be joyful always, to pray continually, to give thanks in all circumstances. Lord, because we have something to be thankful for. Lord, that in everything that You're moving and working in the lives of those who love You, God. So Lord, we claim that today. Lord, we say that He who calls, Lord, the greatness of who You are, Lord, You are faithful and more than able to accomplish more than we can ask or imagine or deserve. And so, Jesus, we declare that back to You. Lord, we declare that to those who we come in contact with today. Lord, and we remind ourselves, Lord, of the saving power of the gospel. Lord, we remind ourselves of the power that You possess and that You let us partake in. Jesus, we love You, Lord, and Lord, as we listen to this song, we just revel in who You are. We worship You and we declare Your faithfulness. In Jesus' name.
Out to my Father, knowing He hears. Calls is faithful, God, you're more.